What's up, family? It is Friday, TGIF. Thank God it is Friday. You are kicking it with your girl, Niche. And each and every Friday, we are going to dive into some really interesting topics. So now, I'm going to be introducing No Tea, No Shade, which is my personal favorite, where we talk about topics that we just want addressed. And we want you to know that we just keeping it real. And it's absolutely no tea or no shade. But we need you to get the picture. And then we'll have That Time I, where I tell you a story. It might be funny, it might make you cry, but either way, we are just gonna get into some real diverse topics. And that last week, we are gonna do Hypothetically Speaking, where I pull out a topic and we talk about how I would feel about that topic hypothetically if it had happened to me. So thank you guys for tuning in. If this is your first time, let's get into it. You already know it's Make It Make Sense.
So the question is, hypothetically speaking, would you want to permanently feel zero pain if given the chance? So this one is going to be pretty simple for me. I'm going to say no. And the reason I'm going to say no is because I think pain reminds us that we are alive. You know, a lot of times we go through life just getting to the next day that we're so numb to reality that it's crazy. So I would not want to go through my whole life numb. You know, I want to feel like I'm alive. All of that pain that I go through is necessary, and it's necessary because it teaches us to deal with life. You know, it makes us deal with life because it's either one or two things going to happen. We're going to drown in that pain that we're feeling, or we're going to rise like a phoenix and move on and learn how to deal with life a little bit better. So I definitely think that pain is necessary. It sucks to say that because, I mean, who would not want to go through life and not feel pain? I don't care if it's physical pain, emotional pain. I want it all. Give it to me. And I want that because everything that we go through in this life ultimately prepares us for some type of next level that we're going to be facing. And that's the reality, that the next level that we're going through to may not be as easy as, you know, level one. We may be about to face some real big hurdles. And that pain is going to teach us how to deal with that, because what we go through next might hurt. You know, there's a chance that we might experience some pain at this next level. So definitely, I want to feel it. I want to feel it. I remember going through periods of my life where I was numb, where I really was not feeling things that should have hurt me, so to speak. I'm talking about detrimental things to my self-esteem, to me physically. I just wasn't feeling things, you know. And then there were things that I felt that seemed that feeling of pain was heightened. You know, so either way, though, I appreciated going through those things because it made me a stronger individual. I mean, if you're going through life without pain, you're kind of like a zombie. You're just existing. You're not even living at that point. You're just here. And I don't ever want to be in a situation or a moment where I'm just here. I want to be living. Every second, every minute of the day, I want to say that I am here. I am living. And I'm not my struggles. I'm not my problems, you know. And a lot of times we do have those problems that make us feel like, you know, we're drowning. But the reality is, as we learn to deal with life, and I keep saying deal with life because it's the difference between dealing with life and just going, you know, just going in that robotic mode of, okay, I'm going to sleep tonight, I'm waking up tomorrow, I'm going to have breakfast, I'm going to take care of the kids, and then I'm going to do all that over again. That's not living. You're just here. You're just occupying space and time without any real resolutions of how you're getting through day by day. So I think pain is not something that, you know, we want to experience we don't want to hurt. We don't want to experience a heartbreak. We don't want to have physical pain. We just want to be happy. That's the ultimate goal, to be happy and to be successful and financially stable, all of those things. But where would you be without pain? If you didn't have that big heartbreak that you had, if you didn't have a person criticize you and tell you, no, this isn't working, or if you didn't have somebody say, you know, I like the idea, but the execution just ain't it. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't have those people being raw and real and honest with you, how would you know how to deal with life right now? Because life is hard for a lot of us. You may be in a situation that's better, but somebody is having a really, really rough time. And if there was no pain and if there was no feeling, then they would not know how to get through that. It would just seem like the sky is falling every time an incident happened. And who wants to deal with that? You know, who wants to go through life day by day and it's constantly raining? It's constantly storming. There's a hurricane in your life all the time. Like, it would seem like it would probably make you want to give up. You know what I'm saying? It would really make you want to not feel pain. But I think pain produces the very best soldiers. The very best, because you're versatile. You know that, hey, if this doesn't happen tomorrow, I'm going to have this plan B right here. I'm going to know how to get out of this situation. Like, I have it figured out, even though you don't. You know what I'm saying? Even though we tell ourselves that we have life figured out, the reality is that plan that we have may go to hell and things change in a quick second. It happens. You know, we always try to plan and be prepared, but the reality is you can only prepare so much because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And that plan that we've written down in our little cute little notebooks with the glitter and all that, chase your dreams, it sounds good. But tomorrow we might be on that dream chase and something says, no, not today. You're not going to accomplish this goal today. Then what? Do you just stop? Do you accept that you've been defeated, or do you push? You push, you keep pushing until you get to a point that you can see through the trees in the forest. You know, everything is clear. You have that kind of epiphany. You know what you're supposed to be doing. You know why you're here. And things, as they start to click, you'll be grateful for that pain, because that pain kind of molds you. Because we don't really know where we're going. You know what I'm saying? We have an idea. We know where we would like to be, but plans change. Like I said, your destiny may not be the one that you see. And I've experienced that personally lately. You know, I started a few businesses in the past, even my current one, and I'm always like, yes, this is it. This is the thing. But the thing that I'm doing that I don't see as being my long term, my bread and butter, my financial stability, may be the thing. And you'll get confirmation of that as time goes by. Like, things will happen that it'll make you be like, maybe that's right. But if I didn't have that pain, if I didn't have that struggle, I would not know how to deal with that. I would not know how to accept the fact that what I want is not what I need. You need that. You need that pop on the hand to say, listen, you got the idea, but wrong plan. So let's reroute that and let's do this again. And you have to be willing to accept that things are going to change. And that will hurt you, because a lot of times we have this vision for our lives and it's planned down to the T. You know, when you're going to get married, when you're going to have babies, what your dress is going to look like. But the reality is, again, man, the moment that plan changes and you start to deviate from that, you're going to feel some type of way. Because then you're going to realize that you are not in control as much as you thought. You know, like, I can't count how many times I said, okay, I'm going to take my kids here on this vacation and then it storms. You know, I'm going to take this year I was supposed to take my kids to Disney World. And guess we're in the midst of a pandemic right now. So if I was in my feelings about how things have changed, that will bother me. But because I'm prepared for that, because I've been groomed for that, because I've had some heartbreaks, because I've lost some friends, because some family I may not speak to today. Because of all of those things, I am able to say, you know what? Regardless of how this plan may change, I'm still going to make it happen. Why? Because I'm equipped with that. Because I know what to do from now. And even when I say I know what to do, I'm telling myself that. You know, people say fake it till you make it. And I just mean emotionally, like mentally rather. If you're not sure of whether or not you can accomplish this, go tell yourself you can. I don't care if you think you can or if you can't, but tell yourself every day, listen, I'm going to knock this out. I'm going to make this happen. Because when you do it, that is going to be the moment when you realize that everything that you've been planning for is happening. And it's going to come down to whether you're ready or not. And I think that pain makes you ready. That refusal, that, you know, denial, those rejections make you ready. Because like my grandmother used to say, 100 people can say no. It just takes one person to say yes. So when you get that yes and things are really moving and working in your life, you are going to be so grateful for those storms. I'm telling you. And then that's those storms that you went through become your testimony. And you can share that with somebody else that might be in the storm right now. And it's going to make everything that you are going through or have been through seem worth it. Because how many times do we have friends that fall into situations that we've already been there and done that? And you can be able to say, listen, I know it's hard. I know you may not understand how you're going to get out of this situation. And I know it's hurting you. But believe me, tomorrow, when this storm has cleared up and everything has passed and the sun is coming out a little bit, everything is going to make sense. That is the moment that we are constantly living for. That moment of clarity. That moment where we can put some hope into somebody else. Because we're living in a hopeless world right now. We're living in a world where people are dying. People are, you know, just at a state of uncertainty in their lives. And that can be your jobs, your kids, your moms, your dad, people that you can't even put your hands on right now, like touch them, hug them, because of everything that we're experiencing with this pandemic. Everybody's kind of like being really safe and staying away from each other as much as we can, or at least wearing masks. Remember the days when you could just hug someone? Remember the days when you could just have your friend come over and you lay in the bed and you just pillow talk about whatever? We are in a state of uncertainty. And there are some people right now that are experiencing some pain. Some people that they have lost. Some jobs that they have had for 14 plus years, they no longer have. So now they're out here with the rest of us, trying to figure out how they're going to make it, how they're going to feed their kids, how they're going to feed their family. But listen to me, guys. This struggle is going to make you so much better. It's going to make you so much stronger. It's going to make everything that you've been through up to this point right here make so much sense, and it's going to be worth it. And I promise you, when you look back at today, you're not going to think about yesterday. You're going to be so grateful that you've made it out of that storm. And somebody is going to need you. Somebody is going to need that testimony that you have to say, listen, I've been hurt in so many ways. I've been church hurt. I've been relationship hurt, whether that's friendship or, you know, partnership or whatever the case may be. And your hurt and your struggle and your story is going to inspire somebody else to be like, okay, she's been hurt, you know what I'm saying? But she made it through. She's doing okay. But don't be deceived either. Don't think that because the person that you're taking this advice from is in a better situation that they're not being hurt too, that they're not in situations too, because they are. We all are. We just carry things differently. And as you feel this pain that you feel, as you sit in it, as you acknowledge it, as you stare it face to face and say, okay, I feel you, but guess what? You're not going to take me down. You're not going to destroy me, but I feel you though, you know, and as you move on, things are going to be a little bit easier as time goes by, but don't be defeated. Don't allow your circumstance to determine your future or your success. If you believe in it, then it is so. And that's it. And that's the way we have to kind of live right now. So do the best you can. If you're hurting, I'm with you. I feel you. You are not alone. Don't give up. Keep pushing. And guess what? If just that little push, you never know how close you could be to reaching your dreams. Your dreams could be around the corner. You can wake up tomorrow and one situation changes your whole life. So don't give up. Keep fighting. And even in the midst of people telling you no, just understand and know that there's going to be somebody that's going to tell you yes. And I don't know who needs to hear that, but that's the word for you tonight. Okay, that is the word. Don't give up. Nothing beats a failure but a try, y'all. I don't care if you do it and it doesn't work, but guess what? You can say you did. When people out here wanting to do what you are doing, but they're too scared. Don't let fear hold you back. Fear is the downfall of a lot of people, just being afraid to take that chance and afraid to try. But guess what? Here at Make It Make Sense, we're not afraid. We are not afraid to be who we are. We are not afraid to be different. We are not afraid to be ostracized from the norm. You know, we are going to be who we are. And guess what? We're going to be the best at that. Period. So thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of Hypothetically. I hope that if you were needing this message, I hope that it got through to you. If it did, drop me a line, leave me a message, and let me know how you're feeling today. If you have anything that you would like to include, I'm here for it. I want to hear how you feel. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in and kicking it with me tonight. And I hope that you have a wonderful evening and a wonderful rest of your day and tomorrow and the next day. Be kind to each other. Love each other. Peace.